Agencies will spend less on information technology over the next decade, and that downward slope will slow down your ability to meet the ever-growing needs of citizens and businesses. The Tech America Foundation's latest survey and analysis of federal IT spending shows many agency chief information officers expect a grim decade. Federal News Radio's Jason Miller here with details and analysis of the 49th annual IT forecast. I mean, that sounds like it's been going longer than there's been IT, but I guess it's longer than I expected.
I think it's just their vision. The forecast is visionary, and then they're adding IT to it in the last, 15 years or
so. All right. On the anniversary, on the day of a shutdown deal, and we're learning more budget numbers, at least between now and January of 2014, do we have a sense of how much less agencies will spend on IT in the next decade?
It's one of those things. It's not about going down per se, but it's really going to be flat line, both the civilian side and the Defense Department side of the government. And as we all know, when budgets stay flat or just decrease slightly, a few hundred million here, a few billion there, the inflation will continue to ride. So even slightly with inflation going up, agency dollars will buy less overall. And that's where the Tech America Foundation says that's why it's a decrease in many ways. Now, what they do is they put together a group of vendors to interview federal IT managers about their spending plans, priorities, and concerns, and then they analyze the data to predict the trends over the next decade. Robert Haas is a spokesperson for the Tech America Foundation. He offers insight into what's called the on-budget IT dollars.
We're looking at about $70 billion for the current fiscal year, with only moderate growth over the next number of years. Really, it's tied almost to inflation because of the pressure on the discretionary budget. In this scenario we're in right now, the IT budget growth is really tied to the growth of the discretionary budget. And with IT duking it out, if you will, with IT salaries, other personnel salaries, field operations, and other items such as maybe real estate, the agencies are having a hard time at just even maintaining their current levels of spending. And the impact over time, when you take inflation into account, that there's very little growth over the forecast term, barring any significant major economic changes.
Now, Haas said on the civilian side, the IT budget will remain steady at about $38.3 billion. It's expected to inch up to $42.1 billion by 2019. That's less than a $4 billion increase over 5 years. On the Defense Department side, Tech America Foundation predicts the DoD will see a $31.7 billion IT budget in 2014, and it's going to grow by just under $5 billion to $36.3 billion by 2019. So as you can see, less than $1 billion a year in terms of increases, and that means how do you keep up when things are, of course, are going to go up, up, and up. Now, this also means not just affects agencies, it's going to affect contractors as well. Trey Hodgkins is a spokesperson also for the Tech America Foundation. He says DoD's procurement and research and development spending will see the biggest downturns.
We end up with a significant difference between the procurement dollars in the blue and RDT&E dollars, and that's going to come in that 13 to 17 window. Primarily a significant reduction in those areas, and then they'll climb back up again based primarily just on inflation. The 12 to 14 is actually almost a 10% reduction in investment with very modest inflationary-like growth out through 24. So the continued point of the discussion is we're facing a series of negative forces. You've got sequestration, you've got the base decline at DoD, and the O&M dollars will drop, and procurement ratio will drop to a 3-to-2 ratio.
Now, the group estimates DoD procurement spending will drop to about $81 billion in 2014. That's from $90 billion last year. And again, over time, by 2024 now, it's going to slowly rise to about $101 billion, about the same amount it was actually in 2012. So you'll see it's going to drop a great deal and then come up slowly over the next decade. Meanwhile, the research and development spending will drop to about $60 billion this year, down from $63 billion in 2013, and only rise by about $9 billion by 2024. Now, the reason why procurement and R&D are so important is that's where a lot of the new starts come from. That's where a lot of the money is being spent. So as you see, contractors are seeing this shrinking pie, and it's not going to increase anytime soon. Now, we have a link to the Tech America Foundation's charts and presentations on federalnewsradio.com.
The part of this that I think is interesting of this research is that, you talked about the slope of the curve, and spending is going to go up. Not hugely, but it's going to go up. So why are the CIOs so down on the prospects that they're going to be able to do with what they have to spend?
Yeah, the pessimism actually is actually new this year. There's a new kind of finding from the survey. In previous years, CIOs, federal IT managers, felt like they could deal with the budget cuts and all the things that go with it. But Haas says CIOs offered a different viewpoint this year.
Doing more with less was something that they were told that they needed to do, and I think many valiantly tried. There was a resignation that we're going to be doing less with less in several interviews this year, and that was a tone change from last year. There wasn't any specifics that they gave us in particular. They just recognized that the signs were there from a budget perspective that they weren't going to get what they needed to make the changes that they wanted for their particular environments. And so it was more of a general comment. I bring that up mostly because of the tone change from last year. Last year, we didn't hear that. Last year, I think everyone believed that the sequester would be resolved and that while the growth might not be substantial, we would still make progress. And now this year, the tone was very different in the interviews.
Now, Haas says the other reason for the pessimism is many of their innovative or exciting projects that CIOs usually are facing the budget crunch. He says CIOs are forced to choose between those new and exciting projects and just to keep the lights on, keep the legacy systems running. Haas says there is broad recognition that agencies' budgets will continue to be tight and small or no increases will be the standard for the coming years.
We looked in the investments, and short of any other major drivers, a terrorist incident or a major cybersecurity incident or something like that, there's not a lot of money that would be used to drive IT. IT is now fighting for dollars the same way personnel is, real estate, fleet vehicles, salary increases, training. It's all in the same bucket, and that's why we frame the discussion around the discretionary budget, because that's really your limiting factor. If you're going to increase IT by, say, 5% for just for grins, where's that money coming from? It's going to have to come out of some other account. It's going to have to come out of somebody's pay raise, somebody's new staffing request, somebody's real estate, or somebody's field office. There's not a lot of places to find that money from a discretionary side.
Now he adds the OMB forecast for the out years, and those growth rates are actually low single digits as well for an extended period of time, which is something a little bit unusual when compared to the previous decade. Now Haas says the current state of federal spending could be compared almost to a recession that the private sector faces every so often. He points out, for instance, in 2008 and 2009, the private sector saw their revenues drop and the commercial markets dry up, and those companies had to cut costs to find money to reinvest or to just increase their revenues. The debt ceiling is the agency's recession, and that's why this feeling of pessimism and resignation is settling on CIOs.
Beyond spending, what other concerns? We just have about a minute left. What other concerns came out of this survey and out of this forecast?
I think there are several long-term impacts of the fact is that the budgets won't be there to improve agency mission goals. For example, CIOs say their transformation efforts, the move to the cloud or data center consolidation, will face challenges from the budget reductions or from sequestration, as well as the need to, spend a little bit of money to improve a little money. And the fact is that CIOs are spending so much of their budgets on operations and maintenance and not on these new technologies. Now, they also realize that they are not going to be able to transform their IT environments as fast as they'd like because of the budget. And they do recognize that, hey, we could save, but sequestration and other things that are coming from Congress, the environment more generally, are not really there to help them make those savings happen. Mm-hmm. So I think that there's a lot of things that are happening around them that they're not in control of, and that's causing that pessimism as well as that, well, I'm not really sure what effect can I have.
The sentiment, though, was not all bad. I mean, we saw a few pieces of potential silver linings here.
I think absolutely right. I think they see some really positive light at the end of the tunnel for around strategic sourcing and some of those consolidation initiatives as having a pretty big impact. And they're excited about big data as well. The fact is that they can generate more value for the agency. So I guess there is some hope there. So it's not all bad news and all gloom and doom, but at the same time, budgets are flat, and with inflation rising, no matter what, agencies know, the CIOs know, they're kind of in a holding pattern in some ways.
All right. You have more on federalnewsradio.com?
Yes. Full link to the Tech America Foundation's report and analysis, and more tomorrow with Tom and Emily on the Federal Drive.